Moncrief on News Talk.
As you probably know, Gerry Hutch is once again attempting to win a seat in Dáil Éireann. Obviously, not your typical candidate. So we asked our political correspondent, Sean Defoe, to look back at some other unlikely politicians. Good afternoon, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Would there be a lot of them?
Yeah, well, yes and no. It was funny when I look back and I was looking particularly at by-elections and trying to see, right, what are the weird characters that have come through? And a lot of characters have come, but there's none quite like Gerry Hutch, to be honest with
you. No, that's unprecedented, all right.
Pretty unprecedented. And if you're looking for anyone on his level, not really there. Yet over the years, you have had a few weird and wonderful characters who we'll get into.
Yeah, okay. So the Dublin Bay South by-election, that was when... Ivana Bacic won, but Dolores Cahill also ran in that one.
Yeah, I remember covering this one, and it was like you say, Owen Murphy quit the Dáil, the young housing minister obviously has written a book about it since, and Labour leader Ivana Bacic won, also historic because of Fianna Fáil's worst ever performance, 4.6% for their candidate Deirdre Conroy. Could be nearly as bad this time around in the upcoming too, if we're being honest about it, but certainly didn't set a high bar for them. And Dolores Cahill, so see, people might well be familiar with her. She's a former UCD academic, conspiracy theorist, and was former president of the Irish Freedom Party. And this was in 2021, so it was kind of not quite in lockdown, but it was still very much a COVID election. No one knew how this election was going to work, actually, heading into it. We were all a bit confused in count centres, and even though there was just one by-election, they still used the entire span of the RDS just to allow for social distancing, which was strange at the time. But she turned up for the count in which she was a candidate with a group of her supporters, but refused to wear a mask and wouldn't wear one and was subsequently turned away. And there was this, I remember actually getting trapped outside the count centre because I left to take a call, went outside, and when I looked back, there was literally a row of guards across every door to stop her and her colleagues from getting in, which she rather hilariously shouted and roared at for about 20 minutes, then went to turn away, turned around and tried to sprint past them anyway through the doors, and ultimately had a very long standoff and wasn't allowed in.
And didn't get elected, of course, either. Tell us about Charlie Keddie, because he's obviously he believes in democracy quite fervently.
Yes, whether democracy believes in him is another question. You see this the odd time. So there was this candidate at the last general election, and I think he's actually on the slate in one of the by-elections, Sean O'Leary, who decided he was going to run in 21 constituencies at the same time, because why not? Charlie Keddie is a similar one of those. So in 2019, there were four by-elections on the same day. He ran in all of them and he came last in all of them. But it's not his first attempt. He, I think, since the 80s has run in every election in Wicklow, local by-election. He tried to get on the ballot in the presidential election this time around, went to Wicklow County Council where one of the councillors said, "Do you actually know how many times you've run for election?" And he said, "No, but the Bray people could probably tell you." At this stage, he independent character. He said he wanted to be a president for the unborn child.
Right.
Other than that, hasn't been hugely clear as to why he would want to be a politician. Those 2019 by-elections, actually interesting in that you had Malcolm Byrne elected in Wexford, only to lose his seat about 2 months later in the general election. He was briefly the shortest serving TD ever in Dáil Éireann before getting elected at the last time around. And also a weird situation where all of the leading by-election candidates that time in both Wexford and Dublin Midwest are now TDs. So even the three and four losing ones all ended up shaking out becoming TDs.
Okay, I don't know if you can read anything from that really, other than that's just...
Try again, unless you're Charlie Keddie, I suppose.
Keep going. Do you know, off the top of your head, sorry, this is your one for 12 points, if Malcolm Byrne was the shortest serving TD in history, who has that title now?
Oh, no, I should have really looked that up. He is no longer, but that'll be for next time.
Yeah,
do my research.
Malcolm Byrne's people are probably on the phone right now. No, it's not him at all.
5-3-1-6, Malcolm Byrne.
Now, so we have two by-elections coming. Do governments always lose them? I know that's seems to be the received wisdom.
It is the received wisdom. Not always is the answer, but it usually is. Usually, yes. Usually it's a chance to kick the government and stick the boot in. So if we take... Even since 2011, since Fine Gael came to power, there's been 12 by-elections, there's been 138 over the course of our history. Three of them were won by government candidates, but all three in kind of unusual circumstances. So already you're at a 25% hit rate. Two of them were where the candidate who won was replacing a family member.
Yeah.
So in 2013, Helen McEntee, she took her father's Shane's seat after he died. And then Gabrielle McFadden, she was also a Fine Gael TD, took her sister Nikki's seat as well. She subsequently lost that seat. Helen McEntee, obviously a government minister now. The The other, not exactly a shining beacon for government success either, it was Patrick Nulty. He was elected for Labour in 2011 in Dublin West after Brian Lennon Jr. died. He left the party a few months later after voting against an austerity budget, then quit the Dáil in 2014 after admitting to sending inappropriate texts to teenage girls. And that led to another by-election, this time run by Ruth Coppinger.
Yeah. Now, what you mentioned there about, it kind of doesn't count if it's a family member thing, what we used to call political dynasties. Does that still happen as much?
Definitely not as much, no. And a lot of the children of politicians don't really want to go into it. Maybe after seeing what it's like in the social media age. Obviously, you have some. So Seamus McGrath took Michael McGrath's seat last time around. There's a lot of talk that when Micheál Martin does go, Micheál Óg there would be very well teed up to be a potential TD. But the history of it is massive. So if you look back, 1968 by-election, Donagh O'Malley replaces his uncle Des O'Malley. Michael Kitt was elected in 1970. To replace Michael Kitt, his own father. A previous Galway West by-election, Maura Geoghegan-Quinn, of course, replaced her father, Patrick Geoghegan. And then some really famous ones. I mean, Brian Cowan came into the Dáil in a by-election to replace his father, Burr, who died quite young and quite tragic. And then Enda Kenny as well, in a particularly interesting and weird by-election in Mayo in 1975. He replaced his father, Henry Kenny. That was all sorts of weird. There was allegations of anti-Semitism during the campaign. There was a Fianna Fáil TD calling the government infested with maggots. It was just a really weird by-election campaign. And then others, Johnny and Mildred Fox, Hugh and Simon Coveney, Brian Lenehan Jr. and Senior, all by-election swap, keeping it within the family as well as the party.
Still a fair amount of that. And are there, well, I suppose you could immediately say characters in the Dáil. You might think the Healy Rays, but the Healy Rays are, you know, would buy us most of us, really. is there a tradition of, you know, oddballs in the Dáil, let's say?
Yes, I would say. There's quite a few oddballs along the way. Mark McSharry came to mind. That may be unfair to Mark McSharry, who replaced, obviously, Ray McSharry, his own father, who was there. But if you look at, I mean, some of the ones that come through by-elections as well, Michael Ring, talking about character in the last several Dáils who retired the last time, he was elected in a by-election to replace P. Flynn. And it's kind of it's a fun one where you always get these characters. I'm thinking of Paul Gogarty as well, who FU Deputy Stag, but several other pronouncements. He was a by-election candidate, though lost in Midwest. You do get the few characters in there.
And I suppose George Lee isn't an example of a character, but a curious example of someone who kind of maybe from the outside thought, I could do that.
And did for a little while. This is a weird one where George Lee and I'd say George Lee would dispute that he's a character, maybe. He comfortably won, obviously, the by-election in, I think it was Dublin South back in 2009, more than 53% of the vote, and then obviously left. And it kind of reflects this weird, like, by-elections have a weird way of reflecting the time that they're held in. Mm. So that was a big kick to the government in 2009, came ahead of 2011 when Fianna Fáil was decimated. You had the likes of, say, 2014, there were two by-elections, Ruth Coppinger and Paul Murphy, anti-water charge thing, getting in there. Pierce Doherty, another protest one, Catherine Murphy as well came through a by-election too. And then, but even if you look back through the history of it, just even looking at the names kind of gets you to a certain time. So, for example, if we go to 1970, there were five by-elections in 1970. Two of them were because a TD called Patrick had died. Two separate TDs named Patrick. Three subsequent Patricks were elected in the by-elections of that year. A Sean died and was replaced by another Sean as well. So three Patricks and a Sean made up this sort of intake there. Going along with that fact, and I think I have this right, I'm just somewhat doubting in my own head, that there have been more Michaels at the cabinet table than there have women over the last 100 years. There is just certain names that keep recurring.
Coming up, it's a more wholesome time when the country was run by Patricks and Seans. Sean, thanks a million, as ever.
You.
That's our political correspondent and host of the Let Me Explain podcast, Sean Defoe there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.